So this week sees a deadline and a major decision on two key parts of health care reform. States have until this Friday to decide if they're going to run their own health care exchanges. That's a part of the Health Care Act that creates a marketplace of sorts for people to shop for insurance. If states opt out, the federal government runs the exchange. Then there's Medicaid expansion. Many states have balked at extending benefits to people making up to 138% of the poverty level. In other words, expanding Medicaid to above the poverty line. Some states are balking completely. They will lose those federal Medicaid dollars. Others have been asking for partial expansion, to which the White House replied yesterday they also will not qualify for full federal funding. N.C. Eisenman is national health policy reporter for The Washington Post. N.C., start with Medicaid, and then we'll circle back. Why would states turn down this money for Medicaid expansion? The federal government is committed to paying the full amount for new enrollees in Medicaid for the first 3 years, and then a big chunk, 90%, after that.
Well, there's a variety of reasons. One is that, as you say, ultimately it's 90%. That leaves 10% for the states, and some states say that's still a large amount of money. They worry that if they participate in this expansion of Medicaid, people who are already eligible for Medicaid but are not currently signed up will also enroll, and the states have to pay the full amount for them. Some state leaders have problems with the Medicaid program. They think it doesn't work that well, so they think it's not a good idea to expand it. And then finally, a lot of them question Congress's commitment to maintaining that high 90% federal match rate, and they're going to be looking very closely at the negotiations to prevent us from going over the fiscal cliff to see whether that high match rate is really untouchable or whether it's something that could be raided as Congress and the president grapple with how to solve our larger deficit issues.
So some states don't want it at all, although we are hearing people within the state say, what, we're turning down money and it's going to other states? But some states propose this partial expansion. What was that, and what does the administration's ruling on that yesterday mean?
Well, so the idea that was floating around was, what if instead of doing the full expansion that's called under the law, which is to give people Medicaid up to, it's really 138% of the poverty line, what if a state were to say, we're going to expand our Medicaid program, but not quite so much to, let's say, 100% of the poverty line, and we like that full federal coverage of the costs just to do that more partial, limited expansion? Could we get the full federal match to do that more limited version? And yesterday, the Obama administration came back with the answer, and the answer is no. If you want full federal funding to do an expansion, you have to do the full expansion that's described under the law, at least initially. Eventually, a state might be able to apply for certain kinds of waivers, but it's very unclear whether those would really be available.
Yeah. Well, and this expansion of Medicaid is meant to fill in a gap that might be created by, you know, this requirement that people purchase insurance. That brings us to the health care exchanges. We have one here in Massachusetts. What are the exchanges meant to do?
Well, the exchanges, basically, this health care law has the goal of expanding insurance to about 30 million Americans, and about 18 million of them would be getting them under the Medicaid expansion if all the states were to do the Medicaid expansion. The rest are supposed to be getting it through these new exchanges, which are very similar to the Massachusetts Connector. It's essentially a marketplace that is administered by the government but is open to private plans, and individuals can use it to buy their private insurance plans. Depending on their income, they can get federal subsidies to offset the costs of buying those plans.
Some people have compared it to Amazon.com for health insurance. Others say it's like a dating website. You know, you shop around. You shop around. Now, over a dozen states have said they're not going to run their own. Tennessee, New Jersey, Arizona. Why?
Well, there's, again, several reasons. They question the cost of running an exchange. They have a lot of questions about how it would work. Some of them feel that the exchanges have certain regulations that come with them in terms of what are the minimum standards for plans, what benefits do they have to offer, what amount of the cost of health care do they have to cover, and there's some feeling in states that these are overly onerous and the exchanges won't work that well, the plans will be too expensive, and they just want no part of it. They really philosophically disagree with health care law, and they just feel that they don't see that it would be helpful to run it, and they don't feel that they'd have enough flexibility to run it the way they'd want
to. Well, meanwhile, so the federal government will run the exchanges, we understand, in the states that turn it down. But what are some of the overarching concerns about that? I mean, we're reading in the Huffington Post that the fear is that if these exchanges don't go up quickly, and, you know, states would have a more vested interest in making them go up quickly and efficiently, that people without insurance may give up, they may get lost in the bureaucratic shuffle. And then, if these are also states that have turned down the expanded Medicaid, you might have people in a real limbo.
Well, it depends who you ask, you know, how serious is the situation. As you said, the law actually has a fallback. If state doesn't run its exchange, the federal government steps in, and they either run it in partnership with the state or they run it fully. But the truth is that when this law was drafted, you know, the drafters weren't anticipating so many states potentially opting out. And so it's possible that the federal government will have to run far more exchanges than they initially planned for. Now, some people say, you know, economies of scale, they'll manage. It's not such a big deal. Others say, you know, if a lot of states don't even do a partnership, that could actually be hard for the federal government to effectively run the exchanges. So that's going to be a big question, and we might have more of an answer, in, even though this Friday the states have to declare whether they're going to run the exchanges completely on their own. It's not until February that they have to say, do we run it in a partnership with the federal government? And if they do a partnership, if a lot of them do partnerships, that might still take some of the burden off the federal government. And so we'll have a better sense of just how big of a task and how challenging of a task does the federal government face. We'll probably know that closer to February.
Well, meanwhile, states have said, 17 states have said they will run their own, Colorado, Maryland, Minnesota, I think, Oregon. And some are saying that if states do it, then they can have more control over it. They can demand lower premiums, whereas the federal government might just set basic rules. Your just thoughts on the difference.
Yeah, I mean, the law itself definitely gives, it sets certain parameters, but it also leaves it to states, if they're running their exchange, to impose additional choices. So, you know, some states can say, you know what, we feel that in our marketplace, as long as you meet the minimum standards for you know, that are in the law, we take all comers. All plans can sell on this exchange. Other states can be more aggressive and say, you know what, we're only going to have X number of plans on this exchange, and we're going to take bids, and we're going to choose the plans that we think are the best. And they can, you know, so states do have flexibility. Some people argue that states do not have enough flexibility. And I think one thing that we're going to see is states might sort of try to negotiate with the Obama administration and say, you know, if you want us to expand our Medicaid program, we want you to give us a waiver and give us even more control.
We're going to have to leave it on that. N.C. Eisenman of The Washington Post, thanks so much for bringing us up to date on this. We'll check back in with you.
Thanks. My pleasure.
Quick break here and now.